never come to pass without a little support from some of us. You need somebody. Are you hearing me? Because every now and then something is so strong. Something so strong. Something so strong will hit you so hard that it forces each of us to realize that none of us will ever need all of us. Nevertheless, none of us can live without at least one of us. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Hallelujah. You may not need any of us right now, but don't you fool yourself. At some point, you're going to need somebody. Touch your neighbor and tell them, you may not need me now. Touch your neighbor. You may not need me now, but I need you. You may not need me, but I need you. The most dangerous, discouraging place in life is to find yourself in a 911 emergency condition. And though you cry desperately for help, there's no one to rush to your aid. All you need is just a little support. Am I talking to somebody? Just a little encouragement, just a little assistance, but there is no one to, amen, on whom to lean. You may not think, you may think that you can go it alone, but everybody needs a little help sometimes. Quite like Moses, the Apostle Paul knew exactly what this feels like, to be in deep without a helping hand. Hallelujah to God. There will be times in your life. Some of you are in that place right now. There will be times in your life where things are so topsy-turvy. There'll be times in your life when life doesn't make sense at all. And during those times, what makes the trial more bearable is having somebody, even if they can't help you, having somebody that is standing with you. Talk to me, somebody. It was for the Apostle Paul, it was a time of unbearable persecution and tribulation particularly for the Christians. Hallelujah. Nero was on the rise, set the city on fire. Hallelujah. And then blamed it on the Christians. And I'm told by Publius Tacitus, the Roman historians, he tells us that a very great multitude of believers perish during the times of the persecution. St. Paul is now arrested. He is indicted. He is brought to trial before Nero. Things were looking pretty bad for this renowned international evangelist. Shortly afterwards, he would be beheaded. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 16 and 17, he writes to these sobering words to his son Timothy. Hallelujah. He says, at my first defense, no one came to my rescue. In fact, he says, no one stood with me. And it's a terrible thing when you're standing, hallelujah to God, within, you've been beaten within 1 inch of your life. Hallelujah. You're facing death, and all the lives that you have touched, people seem to fly away like a bird in the sky. Paul is in a terrible dilemma, and his need, the thing he needs most, is that while he is going through his worst crisis, that he would just see one of his friends to stand with him. Oh my God, Paul is waiting. In fact, he's walking through the valley of the shadows of death, and no one came to his aid. No one came to his defense. Have you ever been there, my brothers and sisters, standing alone before the wicked, despotic Emperor Nero, and when he thought somebody would have spoken up for him, would have spoken in his defense? His friends and his closest associates, the Bible says, they all deserted him. They abandoned him. Oh my God, listen to me. Hallelujah. Who stand with you when you are at your worst point, when you need help the most, is truly a friend. You ain't got to say mean nothing. Some folks will hang out with you at the best time of your life, when you're in the season, hallelujah, of prosperity and things are going right. But when things go south, when things get sour, when things get from bad to worse, they'll take off like a rocket, gone to the moon, completely out of sight. Or talk to me, somebody. And it's a terrible thing when you find yourself in a crowd and there's nobody for you. There are people with you in the crowd, but none for you. That is a terrible place. Someone has said, one said, you must be alone to discover that you are never alone. Are you hearing me, somebody? Sometimes God will snatch you up out of, and you find yourself in a place of isolation, wondering, what am I doing here? How did I get here? And you think that the devil, this is about the devil is a liar. Are you hearing me, somebody? God will get you alone by yourself so he can prove to you that it's not your friends, it's not your associates, it's not your prayer partner. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we idolize individuals, and God will allow things to happen that brings us split, so that you can find out that no matter what happened, God is always there. Lift your hands and give God praise. I got to go into this morning. Hallelujah to God. You've got to be alone to discover that you are never alone. Let's review what Paul said. He said, no one stood with me. They all forsook me. But you got to go to verse 17. He said, nevertheless, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. Come on and say yes. Hallelujah. He's not just there to keep your company. He is there to guard and protect you. He's there to shield you. He's there to provide for you. Come on and say amen, somebody. That is what our Heavenly Father does. That's what a father does. He is a provider. Yes, he is. And he's a protector. When I was young, I never worried, no matter how dark the night was. As long as daddy was in the other room sleeping. He never had a gun, but I felt like daddy was one of the greatest heroes I know. I'd watched him whoop, yes, a time or two, some of our neighbors that try to mess with my mother. And he convinced me, and nobody ever messed with my dad, and he convinced me that if he was there, as long as he was there, I would be safe. The worst thing a kid could do to me is to attack me and allow me to get away, to call my daddy. Talk to me, somebody. I come to tell you, you need not to live in fear. You need not to, amen, to succumb to the dread and the terror by day or by night. As long as you know that your daddy, come on, somebody, is there. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. At the lowest point, at the most troubled times of your life, he'll come walking, hallelujah, upon the troubled sea. The disciples are out in the ocean, and they are troubled. It's dark and terrifying, and there's a storm on board, and they're thinking, God, we're going under. But here comes Jesus to the rescue. I come to tell somebody today, hallelujah to God, he's not coming, he is there. Where are you? I don't care where you are. I said Jesus is there, sitting in the vessel of your life. He's on board, he's in the ship. Talk to me, somebody. You ain't got to worry about carest thou not that we perish. If he is in it, hallelujah to God, you can't perish. If the boat goes down and goes under, because he's in it, you are guaranteed that you're coming up and over. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. I need to hear you shout yes. I heard him say, nevertheless, the Lord stood by me and he strengthened me. So I was delivered from the mouth of the lion. Somebody in here this morning, you feel trapped as if you are surrounded by something that is fierce, something that is bigger and stronger than you. But as long as the Lord stands by you, as long as God is with you, you shall fear no evil. Come on then, say yes. If God be for you, somebody tell me, who can be against you? Say amen. Sometimes the difference between whether you win or lose, whether you live or die, all depends on who is standing by you. Say yes. I want to tell somebody right here this morning that in the fiery trials of life circumstances, in tribulation and in discouragement, the Lord always stands by those who refuse to let go of his hands. Come on and say yes. Come on and say yes. The worst thing you can do is to let go of the hand of God when you're going through your worst trials. Come on, somebody. If you hold his hands, he'll stand by you. And when he stands to deliver. Hallelujah. One African proverb says that dogs don't bark once the lion, when the lion roar. Come on, somebody. The devil is like a roaring lion, but we serve the one who is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I said he's with me. Shout, he's with me. Hallelujah. You may feel that all have the amen that have deserted you. Hear me this morning, that you are standing alone as you face this unbearable battle. But I want you to know that he who says, lo, I'm with you, hallelujah, even to the ends of the earth, I want you to know that that same God is standing by you. Don't look at me funny. You ask God this morning, where are you? Hallelujah, in this crisis. And God is saying, I'm Jehovah Shammah. God is saying, I'm right here. I am the ubiquitous one. I've never left you. I'm over there with your sister, but I'm right here. I'm down there with your brother, but I'm still right here. Hallelujah, somebody. You say, well, God, hallelujah, the consequences of my own sins have separated you from me. Hallelujah. He may draw himself, hallelujah, a little distance, but his eyes, like the eyes of an eagle, is upon those who call upon his name. Come on and call him. Come on and call him. I know this because when I read Psalm 16, in fact, Psalms 109 and the verse 31, it encouraged my heart. It said, the Lord stands at the right hand. Come on, somebody. He stands at the right hand of the poor and the needy. Hallelujah. And he comes to save him from destruction. He comes to save him from those that wants to, amen, destroy his soul. I decree and declare, let the Lord arise and his enemies scatter. Do you hear me, somebody? Do you hear me, somebody? I refuse, I rebuke every threat against your life, against your job, against your marriage, against against your future, against your children, against your prospect, against your body, in the name of Jesus, we overturn it, for the Lord our God is with us. Come on, somebody, you're getting ready to rise up, and if that doesn't bless you, then the psalmist tells me in Psalm 16 and the verse 8, he said, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Come on, somebody. Figuratively, it is a sign of a man that is about to be swallowed up by his enemies. Situation, turbulent situation. Peter, hallelujah, puts him in a place of instability, but his faith is standing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, I'm standing upon the solid rock. And he said, because of that, hallelujah, he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Somebody shout, I will not be shaken. You didn't hear me this morning. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Somebody said you got to participate in your miracle. Hallelujah to God. Your praise, your praise, your praise determines, hallelujah to God, the level of deliverance you experience. Are you hearing me, somebody? Somebody better open up your mouth this morning. I'm not here to bring you psychological therapy. Come on, somebody. I'm here to bring you the word of God, as he was with David when he faced the lions and the bulls of Bashan. I came to tell you that God is standing at your right hand. Why your right hand? Because most, the right hand is figurative of the strength of a man. Most people are right-handed. I don't know why it is that way. Hallelujah to God. But and what David is saying is, at my strongest, are you hearing me? At my strongest point, we're not talking about my weakest side. At my strongest side, God is standing at my right hand. Therefore, he increases my strength when it feels as if I cannot take it any longer. You gotta learn to tag Jesus. Come on, somebody. You gotta see him as a tag team partner. When the strength of my right hand, hallelujah, is inadequate, his strength supersedes my might and power. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. And he comes to save. He comes to deliver the poor. Poor in heart. Poor in strength. Hallelujah, somebody. Poor in faith. Come on. Sometimes my faith gets low. Sometimes my strength diminishes. But thank God Almighty that he's always standing by. Touch your neighbor today and tell him no need to fear. He is at my right hand. Let the devil huff and puff. You cannot blow my house down. For Jehovah my Kaddish, he's at my right hand. Jehovah my God, he's at my right hand. Jehovah Gabor, who fights for me, he's at my right hand. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say, where is God? I can't see you. I can't find you. I can't feel you. My strength is gone. Where is God? He's at my right hand. Somebody give him praise on the right hand side. Somebody give him praise on the right side. God is about to bring you out. Ask your neighbor, where is he? Where is he? You say, but God, I can't. I really, right now, I can't see you. But we walk by faith and not by sight. He manifests
himself in the trial. But don't wait to believe. No, let me put it another way. Don't wait to see before you believe. You got to have a knowing. There have been times when I've gone out to minister the word of God and I'm by myself. I can't see you. But there's a point in the service where I feel supernatural power. And I'm thinking that this right now is not normal. And if I should pause for a moment and call home, somebody is praying for me. I can't see them, but they are praying. I can't see them, but I can feel the power of their prayer. I prophesy to somebody here today, hallelujah, that's feeling weak and alone. You will not be shaken. I said you will not be shaken. He's at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. I need somebody to prophesy to yourself. You will not be shaken. I've been through hell and back. I've been through a place where, hallelujah, I felt like Humpty Dumpty. I felt I had a great fall. I felt, in fact, like I was knocked off the wall. Hallelujah, in a comatose condition. Oh my God, but even in that, he was standing by me. Shout, I shall not be shaken. Say amen. Say amen. You're in a whirlwind, a cyclone. You're in an earthquake right now. Something has disturbed. Hallelujah to God, your life, your family, your house. But I come to tell you, hallelujah to God, that when the dust settles, you will not be shaken. Somebody say yes. God told me to tell you, I'm with you through the storm and the rain. I'll be there for you. If God be for you, somebody shout, I'm good. I prophesy to somebody that though the situation seems hopeless and though it feels like things are swirling out of control, God sent me to tell you that you will not be shaken. Hear me today as the Lord stood by Paul. May the Lord strengthen you and deliver you from the mouth of the lions. Every beast-like spirit that has come after your life, every spirit of intimidation that is roaring against you, disturbing your peace, terrorizing your mind, in the name of Jesus Christ and by fire, we command them to be ignited with the flames of destruction. Every ravenous beast that is speaking against your life, I decree and declare that it shall not prosper. It does not matter what force comes up against you. When God stands by you, it's only a matter of time before breakthrough shows up. Chris, I got to close quickly. Hallelujah to God. Look at somebody real quick. In fact, lift your hands and I want you to shout, stand by me, Lord. Come on, everybody in here have been dropped at one time or the other. Everybody in here have been left at one time or the other. Everybody in here knows, hallelujah, the power of broken relationship. But I come to tell you today that I don't care who has left you. If God is with you,
with you, you shall survive. I said you shall survive every battle, every storm. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, Lord, stand by me. God, I need you to stand by me. I'm in a tight spot and I'm in the fight of my life, but if you just stand by me, I'm gonna be alright. When the winds try to blow my world apart, stand by me, Lord. Stand by me. When I feel deserted and frustrated, stand by me, Lord. When I find myself on the verge of self-destruction, when I find myself on the verge of destroying myself, Lord, stand by me. Yes, yes. I don't need $1 billion. I just need you, Lord, to stand by me. Somebody say yes. Church, you got to forgive me, but this is where I got to borrow a few words from Mr. Ben King. And this is what he says. When the night has come and the land is dark and the morning is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand by me. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. If the sky that we look upon should tremble and fall, or the mountains crumble to the sea, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand, stand by me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, stand, stand by me, stand by me. Please, Lord, stand, stand, stand by me. Tell him, said, don't leave me alone. Tell him, I'm no good by myself. Tell him, come, 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 come. You grew up in Sunday school. You grew up in church. Hallelujah. Your life hasn't been any better since you walked away from what saved and delivered you. Tell God, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, every moment of my life, I need you. The writer says, standing somewhere in the shadows, you find Jesus, and you know him by the nail prints in his hands. Somebody scream, stand by me. This thing is about to take me out. This thing is about to flip my ship. Stand by me so I don't wreck myself. I can't afford to make a bad decision. I can't afford to make my own selfish choices, destroy my future. Stand by me, Lord. Stand by me, Lord, when I feel reckless. Stand by me, Lord. Stand by me and hold me in the palm of your hands.
Stand. Stand by me. The raging mob is spewing out venomous threats at Moses. But God said to him, Simone, stand by Horeb, and I'll stand by you. Did y'all hear me? He's in a crisis, and there's a threatening mob that wants to destroy him because they ain't got no water. Moses is looking to the one who provides water. And God says to him, go stand by Horeb, the rock Horeb. and I will stand by you. In other words, you take a stand and I'll stand with you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, as bad as it looks, you're going to have to take a stand of faith. Oh God, let me do it again. I said, turn to your neighbor. I'm only talking to the 23 people that's in a life and death situation. I'm only talking to the 23 people who feels as if the rug's been pulled from under you. I'm only talking to the 23 people, hallelujah to God, who had the worst news of your life, and since that day things haven't been the same. I'm only talking to the 23 people that don't know what the future holds. You don't know if you'll ever live to see your grandson. I said, high five somebody and tell them, as bad as it looks, you're gonna have to take a stand of faith. Come on somebody. God said, you go stand by Horeb and I'll stand by you. You gotta stand for God. You gotta stand on faith. Come on somebody. When you take a stand, then I will not bow. When you take a stand, that I will not give in. When you take a stand that says I'm better than this and God has more in store for me, God said, I stand by my word. When you take a stand, hallelujah, to defend the promises of God, God said, I stand to fulfill my promise. Is anybody standing? Hallelujah. Is anybody standing? I want to know, where do you stand? I want to know, where do you stand in this battle? Where do you stand in this fight? I want to know, where do you stand in this situation, in this medical debacle? I want to know, where do you stand in this physical crisis? I tell you where I stand. I'm standing on the word of God. Somebody say yeah. God is saying to somebody that I'm waiting for you to take the next move. Because when you move, I move. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Squeeze somebody's hands and tell them, stand on it. Let me tell you something. Standing is so powerful. Did y'all hear me, somebody? Standing is so powerful, it is a place of authority. And when you stand on what's trying to kill you, you win. No, I don't care how big the situation is, you gotta stand on it. Do I have scriptures for it, Grant? Yes, I do. That boy was a big boy. That Goliath was a big boy. Are you hearing me, somebody? He was a big man. And David took a pebble, hallelujah, that operated as a supersonic missile, hit him in the head, and he was down. But just because the devil ain't moving, hallelujah, right now, doesn't mean that he's out. Hallelujah to God. If you're going to conquer, you got to put your foot on it. The Bible said that David went over to Goliath, pulled his sword from his side, hallelujah, put his foot on his chest, hallelujah, and proceeded to decapitate his head. I come to tell somebody, David walked away with his head. He only did it. One victory was not enough. Hallelujah to God. Some of you get a one good hallelujah and the pain seemed to diminish, and you go on to saying, thank you Jesus, hallelujah, it's over. No baby, it's not over till you are totally delivered. Hallelujah somebody. Until that disease is healed and taken out of your body, it's not over yet. You gotta stand on it and declare the blood of Jesus. David stood on that body until blood came from the head. I come to tell somebody, put your foot on it and let God pour the blood on it. Come on somebody. I declare the blood over your life, the blood over your enemies, the blood over every attack, everything that has come to attack your body. I'm standing against it. Take
against it. Take a stand against it. We won't lay down and sleep. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, give him no rest. Give him no rest until deliverance come. It's time to pray. When you pray, you are taking a stand against your opposition. Somebody need to rise up. Rise up in the name of the Lord and take a stand.
Okay. I gotta close. Will you give me? Seriously, for real? I'll be honest. Will you give me 5 minutes? 5 minutes the most. Squeeze somebody and tell them, take a stand. Lorraine, there are people in this place that are dealing with a 20-year problem. And God knows, Cheryl, that they would have lost their minds already had not they just take a stand. That the Lord our God is my Magan. The Lord our God is my helper. He'll keep you in the lion's den when you take a stand. He'll send angels to unlock closed doors when you take a stand at midnight. Bruises and blood oozing from your body. Your feet, your hands are in shackles and your feet. Come on, somebody. But in the midnight hour, Paul and Silas decide that they were going to have a midnight, hallelujah, praise party. Are you hearing me? What did they do? They took a stand. You can beat me, but you can't kill me. You can beat me, but you can't stop me. They took a stand. You can beat me, but you can't take my praise. I'm going to take a stand. Some of you have been sitting down for too long. You got to take this thing into your own hands. Shepai, sandola lobo sikatabra. Shendele lemi siakatabra. I'm going to put myself in a position, hallelujah, right now, until I cannot go back on my words. Come on and sing. Amen, somebody. Didn't learn to read until I was 12 years old. Watch here, somebody. And that thing affected me so that even though I graduate from high school with academic excellence, hallelujah, not having sufficient help and assistance, I went right into the workforce. Became a manager at Sears. Worked there for a few years and then started my own cleaning service. Hallelujah. All these years, right then and there at 28 years old, I got busy, hallelujah to God, doing what God called me to do, preaching the gospel, hallelujah. Never went to college, took some college courses, but never went far enough to get any papers, hallelujah, somebody. But I'm a self-taught man. I spend hours and hours searching and digging, scuba diving in the word, hallelujah to God, to build myself up. I'm 53 years old. And I resigned to the fact last week that I was going to heaven never having a degree. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah to God, I've been fighting. Hallelujah for one of our colleges, the Church of God College, to come down to southern New England. And here it was. Hallelujah to God, that there we were in camp meeting. And I'm on the council, second one on the council. And here we are signing off. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The transference or the establishment of PTS College in southern New England. I was a part of it. It was a part of my dream. And I'm going to let it go by. And I don't get a piece of paper. The devil is a liar. Come September, you're going to have to deal with me preaching less. That's why I trained up young ministers. Hallelujah to God, I'm getting ready to throw the baton and allow them to run with it. But I'm going.
going back to school. Hallelujah, somebody. I can't die now. Hallelujah, I got to get the paper, honey. And I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about the paper. I got too much greatness inside of me. I come to tell somebody, you only win when you take a stand. Touch your neighbor and tell them, take a stand. Hallelujah, if I get it, 50 more on the pews will go after it. Somebody say yes. It's going to be a long journey. It's going to be hard. I don't know how in the world I'm going to be able to accomplish this after not being in school for 35 years. But tell the devil, I'm on my way. Self-advancement. Somebody say yes. Take a stand for you.
Touch somebody and tell them, take a stand. Take a stand, take a stand, take a stand, and he'll hold your hands. I said, take a stand, and God will hold your hands. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. It's time that you shake off your fear. Come on, somebody. I said, it's time for you to shake off your fear. It's time for you to let it go. Stop terrorizing yourself about past experiences, past failures, inadequacies. Take a stand and go after it. Touch your neighbor and tell them, let's go after it. Come on, somebody. If your neighbor can do it, you can do it. If your enemies have done it, you can do it. Slap somebody and tell them, take a stand. If I'm going for the bachelor's, then you go for the master's, because you had your bachelor's for too long. If I'm going for the master's, then you race for the PhD. But the sky is the limit. Take a stand. Shadabakatabrasa. Touch somebody and tell them, I'm going. Somebody is picking it up. You hear me? Touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm going. I'm going further. I'm reaching not for the stars. I'm reaching for the galaxies. Come on, somebody, we're going. Come on, get up, get up, get up, get up off of your feet. Touch your neighbor and tell them, get up. It's time to get up. Big up to all of you who know that it's been too long. You're not where you belong. Come on, somebody, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I cannot allow. Come here, baby, come stand with me. I cannot allow fear to conquer me. I cannot allow myself to judge me based on the one level that I'm on. Come on, somebody. It was good that I got to this level, but it's time to step up. Tell somebody, get up and step up. It's time to raise the stake. Come on, Baba Bandidibia Shatabra. You've been celebrating other people. People are waiting to celebrate you. Tell your neighbor, get up. Stop whining and complaining. Stop grumbling and mourning. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Tell somebody, get up. God will help you. He'll stand with you. Yes, he will. God is the only support that you need. Come on, somebody. You've robbed yourself for too many years. It's time to make it better. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Slap seven people and tell them, get up. We're moving up. We're moving up. Not to the east side. We're moving up on the right side. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. I'm better. I'm better than this. I'm better. I refuse to hold myself down. Get up. Get up. This is where I belong. Life can be better. Get up. Get up. Touch somebody. Tell them, get up. Slap seven people. Move from where you are. Tell them, go for it. Get up.
You got people that's above you in status, and they are applauding you, telling you how good you are. Hallelujah to God. People that have gotten there, they are wondering, hallelujah to God, why are you down there? Because you got something that I don't have. Come on, somebody. It's time to recognize the good in you. It's time to recognize the great in you. Take a stand. God said, Moses, this situation can only change when you determine in your mind that I'm going to take a stand.
You know how I want to finish. But sometimes I got to tell the truth. I said I would end in 5 minutes. And don't you even think I'm done. I'm trying to, the minute I leave this pulpit, I'm trying to go call a preacher that was given an assignment for next Sunday to tell her, not yet, I'm still talking. When you take a stand, when I started this message, I was tired. I was going to call one of my daughters and say, I need you on there tomorrow. And y'all listen to me real good. In September, we will talk, because a shift has to take place if this vision is gonna work, because I done served you for 25 years, training and encouraging and building everybody else, and I'm going to take a little time out for myself. Daddy, I'm not I'm not ashamed to say it. Some of you heard me said it several times. My daddy is 93 years old, and if there's a man on earth that is my hero, it's my father. My father is not a great talker. If you give him the mic, he will talk. But my father really is not a great talker. My father is an incredible expositor, orator, not verbally, but by action. I learned a wealth of knowledge by watching my father, his work ethics, his principle of never borrowing, never borrow, never borrow. Work hard for what you have, and when you do get it, never squander. He saves it up. Mama, you know, he'd hide some money from mama, because mama loves, and she loves deeply, and because of her love, she'll give everything away to a beggar, a stranger, a crook, because she's so affectionate. So she'll lose it as she gets it. Dad, on the other hand, when trouble arises and a crisis comes around, and there's no money in the bank, well, don't get too hysterical. He's got something buried somewhere that the thieves and robbers can't find. Daddy, unfortunately, he tells me his story. Can you imagine? In the first grade, Daddy was taken out of school and brought to the fields with my grandfather. And a brilliant economist that can't spell that word, but can demonstrate his wisdom and acumen as it relates to finance. Daddy never learned to read. 93 years old, he can write his name. He can identify numbers all the numbers. Never passed. First grade. Can I be a little vulnerable and help somebody today? So something had it in my mind that since I had an impediment when I was younger and had a late start, that perhaps I'm not college candidate. Yet I've achieved some of the highest achievements in the Church of God. And when I opened my mouth, General Overseer calls me in the private room to ask me, where did I go to school? Where did I study? Who was my professor? And I said, you know what? I just determined that yesterday. This woman right here had asked me that question one time too many. And after we came out of the camp meeting, one of the professors who sat with me at lunch for 4 solid hours a few days before to tell me what she and her family, and in fact the entire state, thought about me. She came over to me and she said, I hope you know that you're going to be a student at PTS. And I laughed. But laugh turned to tears and anger all the way down that I never did it before. God is allowing me to raise up some great men. Stand up, son. Come. Come next to me. Come. Come, Dave. I don't know where it's going today. One of the most brilliant minds that I ever met in my life is in this head. You hear what I'm telling you? If you don't believe me, talk with this man. Listen to the wisdom that comes out of him. God is allowing me to raise up sons. I don't even know if I should tell it. But this man's job is sending him through, putting him through school. He hasn't said it. Should I say it? He's putting him through school. He is studying law. Listen to me. He's studying immigration law. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob allow you to succeed and achieve. Did I tell you, Daddy only had a first grade education? So when I go back, and I enroll, I'm going for the bachelor's for me and Daddy. I have books that should have been published. I've never published them. They're ready. I could make money on them, but I've never published them because I tell myself somewhere on the back of the book somebody is going to read my bio and somebody is going to see if the language in the book matches my qualification. And I always say to myself, though some may never see it, but they're going to be looking for how far in college I've gotten. Do I have a bachelor's, a master's, or PhD. Hey, listen, if you are satisfied with where you are, you can get up and go now because I'm wasting your time. And I don't even care if you think that you have arrived somehow you got a great job and you're making money, but there is some internal discontent on the inside. Something in your knowing tells you that you are better. Can I ask somebody to not give up, but go after better and go after greater? I would to God I could get the message to all of our young people in here, to all of our children in here. I've raised too many children over the years. Some have become great professionals, but some have walked away only to go explore. And the next time you see them, the only certification that they do have is a baby. We can change society. We can change the perception of how people see us as black people. We come from strong, powerful tribes in Africa. We came from people of renown. And we must begin to walk into our Father's footsteps. Brilliant beyond understanding. But fear has blocked us at the door. And if we're going to break this devil, this spirit, this power, the head must fall in line. And if I rise, a generation in the community will rise. You have it in you to go beyond the reach of your imagination. You have it in you. I hear you, how it naturally oozes and flows out of you when you do what you do. Master what you do. Don't stop now. What they gave you is a piece of paper that qualifies you to be a minister. But oh, we need to go further. If you have been called as a voice to the world, as a voice not just to your community, but to nations, if you can't afford to do it with your own money, if every month that goes by at your age, if every month that goes by, you have not read a book, you're wasting all that is in you. Yes. Knowledge is hidden beneath the pages of books. I don't care how young or how old you are. In order to change the trajectory of your life, you're going to have to take a stand. You're going to have to pick yourself up. And you're going to have to step up. I don't care if you can't read. I don't care. I don't care. I'm talking to all of us today. I don't care if you never got what my daddy had, which was a first grade. He got to the first grade, and some people haven't gotten to there. But I'm telling you, you can change that. If you rise up, you know, it's going to be a little painful. I was thinking to myself, here are all these people in the state that respect me like you cannot believe. God has given me a gift that no matter what I'm asked to do, when I stand up to do it, I'm well prepared. I will stay up. I will go to sleep and get an hour or two sleep, and I'll stay up all night long just to give. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to help somebody. I don't even know what. I'm trying to help somebody. For over 20 years, every Friday night, I'm the one in the camp meeting, no matter who. All these guys with their PhDs and they're this and they're that and they're that and the other. I'm the one that has been designated to raise the bishop's offering. I do it with dignity. I do it with a sense of pride. So I'm representing God and his kingdom. And